Hey, Kenny Bond, folks. You know, I was going to turn this into a lot of Q&A, but we got so many people, and I'm thinking we're going to hear a lot about more about musical heritage and influence and so on and so forth if we hear a little bit more music. But I did want to start out, so we'll do less talk, more music. However, that's okay with me. But I just had a first question. I wanted to know why it is that you thought it was a necessary thing to start collecting a bunch of nudie suits.
Well,
and a bunch of guitars and a bunch of everything else. What got you started in that way?
Well, I've always kind of been historically minded. I think it's because I got to be raised by a lot of the kind of master architects, the people who kind of invented country music, bluegrass music, folk music, which was. And in the early 80s, the urban cowboy scare happened. And I was working in Johnny Cash's band at that time, and we went to London. And I ran into a guy named Isaac Tiger, who was a co-founder of the Hard Rock Cafe chain. And he took me to the first Hard Rock Cafe in London. And up on the wall, even though it was a hamburger joint, they had costumes by The Who, Jimi Hendrix, and the Beatles, the Stones, Otis Redding, people like that. And they were really treated with a lot of dignity. And outside of the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville, I didn't know of anybody that was actually kind of taking care of that strand of country music culture. And it happened to be the people who raised me. It was those old sparkling costumes like Porter Wagoner used to wear, and Hank Williams boots, Johnny Cash's set list, Lester Flatt's guitar picks. Those kind of things were just, nobody cared about anymore. They were starting to turn up in yard sales and thrift stores in Nashville, and it seemed really wrong to me. So all the way home to America, I kept thinking about, we need to take care of this. All that stuff I saw at the Hard Rock was really important, but so are those things I just mentioned. And to me, country music people, country music, the audience of country music, it's always been a very essential part of America's culture, even when America didn't recognize that. So it just seemed like it needed protecting, and somebody needed to get out there and champion. So it became my mission to collect, preserve, and archive as much of that stuff as I could. And it started in my bedroom, and if anybody wants to make a contribution to the insurance fund, it's crazy. And it just went up, a portion of the exhibit just went up on exhibit at the State House in Little Rock, Arkansas. So if you're in Arkansas for any reason, go see this stuff.
All right, that's awesome, thank you. Does anybody have another question? Let's hear it.
Hi, Marty. Wow.
Hi.
What's the story on your mandolin? What make is it? How old is it? And who all is carved into it?
Well, it's a copy of a Gibson mandolin. It's a bootleg that was made by a banjo player. This player was Jimmy Martin named Chris Warner. I paid $650 for it when I went to work with Lester Flatt as a teenager. And I was so proud of it because it didn't have a scratch on it. Not one. Yeah, right. And I was working with Johnny Cash one night, and he decided he wanted to take up the mandolin. That lasted about 15 seconds. I looked out one night, and he had his pocket knife out on stage, and he put JRC in a big cross, and then signed his name on the back. And after the show, I said, "What did you do that for?" He says, "Well, I didn't want you to forget the Lord." I said, "Well, I could have remembered him without you screwing up my mandolin." But it's a name dropper's dream now. And the cool thing is I didn't ask hardly any of these people for that. That's Ramblin' Jack Elliott and Earl Scruggs, John Prine, Jerry Lee Lewis, Chuck Berry, Wayne Newton, Stephen King, Chet Atkins, Bob Dylan, Charlie Pride, my mama, Merle Haggard. But right here is the coolest one on here. This is Doc Watson's. He could never sign autographs, but he got one of those things for Christmas one year, and he just autographed his butt off for about 6 months. I'm really proud of that.
All right, thank you. One more question right now. What do we have? Is anyone? Oh, yeah. Let's go for it.
One more ride.
One more ride. is the request. But
oh man, I don't know.
We've never ever played it.
You can think about it.